Welcome to the Pregnancy Loss and Motherhood Podcast. My name is Valen Webb. I am your host. This is a space where grief healing and real motherhood collide. I'm a lost mom, a doula, and founder of Evelyn James & Company. This show is for the moms carrying invisible stories, the ones figuring out who they are now after loss in motherhood, in their relationships, in their bodies, in their dreams. Around here, we talk about grief, mental health, self-worth, marriage after loss, trusting yourself again, and building a life you actually want, not just one you survive. There's no pretending here, just truth, tools, and a whole lot of love. So take a breath. You're safe here. Let's get into it. Hi, love. Welcome back to the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. I'm so happy to be here today. We are in November. Wow. Seriously, wow. We made it through Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, which sometimes can feel never-ending and debilitating for some of us. Some years it goes by without too much emotional tax. I don't know. With the current state of things, I feel like it might have been extra this year for a lot of us. It felt like that for me. So let's dive in. Feathers, rainbows, dragonflies, watermelons, songs on repeat. Maybe it's just a coincidence, or maybe it's something more. It's for anyone who's ever looked up at the sky and felt like their baby was speaking to them. If you've ever questioned whether the butterfly or dragonfly or the song or like an intuitive whisper in your soul was more than a coincidence, this episode was definitely made for you. So for me, after Evelyn died, I didn't want to notice anything. I did not believe in anything. I was angry and pissed off and wanted a reason, wanted to know what I did, wanted to know why it was my child. But as time went on, I started noticing little things and things too that I didn't really have words for at the time. Just like, I don't know, her name would show up in books or street signs or podcast episodes I was looking at. Or listening to, sorry, my kids' friends at school or new students or meeting, you know, a new doula friend or somebody else, you know, naming their daughter Evelyn. You know, I would just, you know, sometimes it could have been and could be, you know, like a perfect July day, which, you know, the week that she was born, it was like the most beautiful weather. And literally it was just like standing still in this just perfect 80 degree weather with a beautiful breeze, like right before I went to give birth to her. And so sometimes when it's like my body can feel that certain breeze and that temperature and the sky is a certain way. And I have to sit with it. And my body feels it way before my brain can catch up to like, oh, what was that? What was I feeling? You know, songs would come on that maybe I hadn't heard in a long time. And somehow, you know, it was like the perfect moment that I needed that song. You know, it spoke right to the achiness and the longing that I was feeling. And it always, you know, it just happens sometimes when we need it the most. We don't even know sometimes that we need that. But remember, like for me, this wasn't immediate and it wasn't like a Hollywood move. But over time, I began to understand that she was with me in a way that defied logic, you know, like, but it felt so true. It felt so right. It felt real and visceral. There are times when I feel her presence. And it's like, weird, what would that feel like? Because I only got to hold her for like 8 hours. And, you know, I don't remember the smell of her or, you know, things like that. Logically, my brain, you know, is like, no, even though logic is sometimes, it's just shit. Like, what is logic? But anyways, like, and these signs, these things that I was feeling, it didn't take away the pain, but they lent me a softness, you know, a sense of connection with her, like a thread back to her. I don't know if you guys had children when you experienced your loss and maybe bought a book called The Invisible String. I forget who the writer is. I'll put it in the show notes. But The Invisible String is like this mom telling her twins, like, no matter where you are, I'm always with you. We're connected by this invisible string. You know, and the kids ask questions about like, what if they, you know, what about so-and-so in heaven? Yep, you're connected too by that string, you know? So a thread back to her, a thread to Evelyn, something that I could hold on to. My belief, you know, we do have parallel planes of existence and matter cannot be destroyed. Physical body, sure, it can change, right? So we get cremated or we break down and, you know, with decomposition, but the energy that is within us does not break down. It just changes form. So they're here, just in a different way. And it's really hard for us to even imagine that with the cultural conditioning, but that's what I believe. And it's, you don't have to believe that way, believe me. So these are some of the ways that, you know, I've read or heard about or spoken with lost moms on ways like they've experienced signs. Okay. So there are people who felt a strong connection through animals like cardinals, butterflies, dragonflies. Trying to think if there's any, like, I don't know, some people like had done up their nursery in like a turtle or elephant or otter or something. And then those things are, you know, what's of course connected to their baby. You know, others get chills when a song comes on that shouldn't be on, maybe, or some moms dream vividly and have these connections to their little ones and their dreams. And others, some of us just have a knowing. So there was a 2021 study published in the Journal of Death and Dying, and it found that 62% of bereaved parents reported experiencing some form of after-death communication or symbolic signs. These experiences included dreams, auditory signs like hearing their child's voice or a symbolic sound, physical sensations, and even electrical disturbances. And this isn't fringe. It's part of the grieving experience for many. And in grief literature, these are referred to as continuing bonds, a concept that suggests maintaining a connection with the deceased rather than letting go. And it's normal and healthy part of grief. And I'm not even kidding you guys. This is so crazy. You know where I didn't think about it, but continuing bonds, I don't know if you guys send stuff to your own Facebook Messenger. So like you can save pictures and other things. But this morning, wow, I was on my Facebook thing. I was like, wait, I have so many things that I sent or saved. And I went to a few weeks after Evelyn died. I had sent myself an article on continuing bonds. That's insane. Okay, I'm going to have feelings about that. So I was meant to be talking about this today, apparently. And one thing I want to say too, pretty loud and clear, you don't have to subscribe to any religion or belief system to feel spiritually connected. Religion and spirituality are not the same thing. Grief often cracks us open spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, even if we didn't identify that way before, it also doesn't mean that we have to label it. You can try things out. You can see how it feels. Try it on. In the Handbook of Thanatology, it shared that grief can provoke existential and spiritual questioning. And sometimes those who are not religious before develop their own spiritual language or meaning after a loss. It's something we turn to, like whether you believe in God, the universe, source, your baby's soul, or just simply energy, that's enough. There's no right way to experience signs, and there's no moral checklist for being a spiritual griever or a religious griever. We're searching for something that we lost. That is how I look at it. When Evelyn died initially, that first year, I'd say I hated the idea of silver linings, right? Like something had to come out of this. Something has to. Like, how does a God let a baby die who's full term and ready to come to earth? Now, I've been educated a lot on souls and how I believe that babies choose their families. And sometimes maybe they're not ready to come to earth. Maybe the point of them coming was just this, you know, for us to experience them in our womb, to connect, to believe in something. Maybe, you know, sometimes I look at it as maybe our babies didn't die, but they had finished what they came to earth to do, which was to be a catalyst of some sort in our life so that we're able to fulfill a purpose or, you know, whatever plan, you know, was meant for our life or our destiny. And again, you don't have to believe that. Everything that I've done since she has died has led me to believe that these things are true for me. You know, and another thing I'll say, you know, lovingly to clarify something, and it's that signs are not necessarily proof. You know, it's not like an escape hatch from the pain They don't help us in the long run. They're not a substitute for like therapy or grief work or, you know, community healing. You don't have to receive these signs to be connected, because I also don't want you to feel like if you haven't noticed those things, like you and your baby are not connected or you can't find them. I talk to Evelyn a lot, just out loud to myself, or talk to her pictures or, you know, her urn. I've been making a lot of cremation jewelry, practicing all the very cool things that I'm learning in that way. You know, and if you haven't experienced this, it's okay. And it doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong or your baby's not there. I feel like a lot of these signs and symbols, you have to also be open to receiving them. It's like a bridge, you know, between worlds. I always say, especially in birth work, birth and death, there is like a thin veil, and it reveals so much. And birth isn't, you know, living birth, like a live birth, a happy birth, is not guaranteed. We don't get that choice. Just kind of looking at it as a bridge, you know, between our worlds, between the seen and unseen. And when you do experience something that feels like a nudge, or feels like, hey, mom, I'm here, or, you know, a dragonfly like lands on you, my entire family and all my kids, sorry, I should say my husband and my kids, not like family outside of our immediate family. But when there's a butterfly, everybody, every person says something like, there's like, yay, Evelyn's visiting us today. And it doesn't matter what other people think. We don't have to prove that to anybody. You know, you can hold it like a secret. We can fold up that little meaningful moment and just hold it in our heart and our head. So when you see those things, like, I know for me, I'm always like, sometimes I'm like, I wonder if you're like sending me a message. I'm wondering this or that. I had a dream.
It was not a good dream. Excuse me.
I had this crazy dream that me, Bodhi, and Evelyn were in some sort of parking garage outside of like this restaurant or something. And I took them in. I took Evelyn inside to change her diaper, but left Bodhi outside on the car in the winter. You know, and I woke up and it felt so real. It was so scary. I'm like, I can't believe I would do that. Like, what are these dreams trying to tell me? You know, like, Evelyn was alive, and I know that that's not a fact. So, I mean, if you've experienced that, you're like, what's my baby saying? I'm sorry, I don't have an answer, but I do believe this. When you're open, when you can receive, you know, when you're hurting, that tends to be, for me, where those whispers come from, or the symbols or symbolic meaning of what we gave meaning to certain things. Maybe it's just a moment of peace that you didn't know you could feel. Maybe it's the first time that you're experiencing joy after your loss. You're laughing or smiling and you're noticing it. That all counts. Invite the mystery in, like let go of the pressure to know, just notice. I think that's a beautiful part of our world and our life, is that we will never know, you know, until we die, and hopefully maybe
it extends beyond.
So that was just kind of what I wanted to touch on today. And I would really love if you would share with me in the comment of whatever podcast your platform you're listening on, is to leave me a comment with your favorite sign or symbol that reminds you of your baby, and use the hashtag still connected on Instagram if you share this, which I hope you will. I'm trying to build up the platform. The last week, we've gotten like multiple days of hundreds of downloads, and I'm like, my God, I'm so excited. I love you guys so much. But I read all those comments, and I'm here for you always and your babies. If you're a journaler, a prompt that you could use today would be, what's one moment that felt like a sign, symbol, or connection with my baby? You know, and you don't have to explain it. You can just write what come up, but you can also explain it in whatever way you believe. You know, what did it feel like in your body? What do you hope it meant? And I'll also put that in the show notes. And I'm also going to put the references in the show notes if you guys want to learn more about the stuff that we talked about today. I love you guys so much. Make sure to leave a comment. And I'm going to ask a favor if you would, you know, do so. please leave a review on whatever platform you are on. It really helps grow the podcast. And as a one-woman show, literally doing all of it, oh my gosh, guys, I would appreciate it so much. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you want more support, you can come hang out with me on Instagram at Evelyn James & Co. That's where all the real talk continues. This is where you will see everything that our company does and what we can help you with. And we want to start sharing your stories. And don't forget to visit our shop, evelynjames.shop. We're adding beautiful, intentional items every week for lost families and moms healing through motherhood. So until next time.